Cubs and Giants wrapping up a four-game series. Former Cubs skipper Jim Marshall with the first pitch on his 86th birthday. That is a cool birthday present indeed. Let's pick it up bottom one. Cubs trailing 1-0, not for long.
High and deep to left. And gone. And just like that, this game is tied.
Mac was kind of looking back like someone stuck their hand over and caught it, but I don't know if you could stick your hand that far over to catch it in the net, can you?
I don't know what anybody could possibly do with that basket.
Tries to forget all about it, the injustice of it. But here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball is driven deep into right field. Way back there, it's gone into the basket. Two runs, four hits for the Cubs. One run, four hits for the Giants. Now Zobrist with a check swing on a ball inside. An appeal denied by Jeff Nelson, the third base umpire. The 1-1 pitch is a high drive deep into right center field. Way, way back there and gone. And the Cubs have their third home run of the day against Samardzija, and a 3-1 lead. Jeff Samardzija out of the game now. He gave up three runs and six hits. Eight strikeouts, one walk. But three home runs allowed. 2-0 pitch. There's a ground ball into shallow left. Diving is Baez. He's got it up to his feet. The throw to first is in time. And you won't see a better play than that. Diving into the outfield to get it, and in an instant on his feet. And then he fired the ball to first and put it there just in time to get panic. The Cubs defense continues to be extraordinary today and all through this series. Jason Hayward, who has popped to third, homered to right, and fouled out to first. Cubs ahead 3-1, the chance now to break it open, the pitch. In the dirt, right past Posey to the backstop. Posey plays the Karen and shovels the ball wildly to Oshie, who is covering. One run scores. Now heading for the plate is Rizzo. The throw in comes from Joe Panik, and that is too late. And the Cubs scored two runs on a ball that got by Buster Posey. And it is 5-1 Chicago. A disastrous wild pitch. Ball kind of bounced back toward Buster. He barehanded it and tried to spin around and shovel the ball quickly to Osic covering, but the ball went right past Osic. Off to his side. He had no chance to catch it, and it rolled out onto the infield. And Rizzo, running on the wild pitch from second, kept on going and scored ahead of the throw-in from Joe Panik.
The Cubs take three of four games in the series after a 5-1 win. Eddie Butler improves to 4-0 lifetime versus the Giants with a 2.96 ERA. Jeff Samardzija's streak of batters faced without issuing a walk snapped at 154 when Ian Happ drew a free pass in the sixth inning. The Giants return home on Friday night to open up a series with the Braves.